Solid State Radio. Local. It's kind of what we do.
This is Solid State Sessions, a show dedicated to original music from local bands and artists. Broadcasting from his bunker located 40 feet below downtown Lapeer. Wait, he's live in studio? Oh, f***. This is going to be a train wreck. Here's your host, Adam Hairhawk.
What's going on, everybody? Happy Friday. This is Sessions, where we tip the cap to Michigan-made music. I'm your host, Adam Hairhawk. And I love Fridays, and you know why. It's because I get to interview the bands and artists that make this fantastic music. Rob Zink and the Collaborators in studio today. We're going to be playing some songs from their new album, Swim or Sink. We're going to be having a good time with that. We're also going to be going Facebook Live, so if you want to leave a comment, question, or a dirty joke, you can do so, and we'll read them on the air if they're in good taste. Because remember, we are also on the Thumb's Greatest Hits, 97.7 WTGV. Also, coming up in just a couple of minutes, I have the brand new tune from Today's Okay, a new single that they're going to be releasing in a couple weeks, but we're going to take it out for a test drive. Rob Zink himself just walked in. We're going to give him a chance to relax. Maybe I'll get a beer in him or something like that, and we'll have a really good time. Meantime, let's kick things off with some Madam X, some old school Detroit rock and roll. Here's Madam X, High in High School, and they're on Sessions.
You're high in high school. You're high in high school. You're high in high school. You're high. It's rough, I got it tough. Now any fool can see.
One plus one, it equals five. Now that's math to me.
This is Solid State Sessions with Adam Harahuck.
Ziggy Pop with Frenzy on Sessions on Solid State Radio. Before that was Madam X, Roxy Petrucci, who is, of course, the drummer for Vixen. She's also on that track playing the drums. It is Sessions, where we do nothing but pay tribute to music from the Great Lakes State, Rob Zink, and the collaborators. I've got Rob in studio right now. I'm looking across the desk at him. He looks like he's chomping the bit to talk to us. We're going to be playing some tunes from the new album, Swim or Sink, and he's brought a guitar, so it's going to be a good time. We're also going to be going Facebook Live, so if you want to leave a comment or question, be happy to read them on the air. Today's okay. You know them. They played the Sessions Concert Series not too long ago over at Cascadon Lounge. Did a great, great job. They dropped a new single as a surprise to everybody. Well, they haven't dropped it yet. You can't get it for like another couple of weeks, but they said, Adam, go ahead and give the Sessionites a little bit of a test drive. So we're doing that right now. Here's Today's Okay with Someone New, and you heard it here first right here on Sessions on Solid State Radio and, of course, the Solid State Radio app.
Joke about it with my peers. Never thought it'd feel this real. I can't help but stop and feel this way. Why must you make me wait?
I'm hanging, it's all I need. I see what makes me so happy. But it's only me.
Today's Okay. Brand new track, Someone New. You're going to be able to have that in your hot little hands in a couple of weeks. But in the meantime, it's going to be here. You just heard it. So that's all you get. Unless you tune in on the Saturday show. That's where the whole show began. Saturdays, 9 to midnight. 3 full hours of nothing but Michigan-made music exclusively on Solid State Radio. Listener discretion advised. Rob Zink and the collaborators. I got Rob in studio with me. Let's get reacquainted. White Shoes are coming. We're also going Facebook Live immediately during this song, so you can see his smiling face. Here's the White Shoes are coming, and it's on Sessions on Solid State Radio. White Shoes are coming from Rob Zink and the collaborators. We got a couple minutes before we're going to go into a commercial break. So, Rob, welcome to Sessions.
Thank you for having me. Did I do the microphone right? I feel like I didn't.
You're doing. I can hear you perfectly fine. I got the cans on there, so you're coming through, and you're looking good on camera. Very handsome.
Now I know you're not telling the truth.
All right. So, White Shoes are coming. I dig this one. I listened through all the tracks, and I gravitated to this one because it seems like this wonderful, unholy marriage of early 80s underground metal, but with like your late 90s, early 2000s punk, like your Green Days or Sum 41, Alien Ant Farm, something like that. Does that offend you at all?
No. I learned a long time ago when people want to compare you to a band that they like or they think is good.
Yeah.
Always take it as a compliment.
Yeah. There you go.
But one of the long running themes with like not just this band, but like everything that I've done has always been people love to tell me you sound just like this band you've never really listened to.
Sure.
And I love that because it means that I get to like discover new music. But I think you kind of nailed it. But it's that. So I wrote that after I was listening to that new Turnstile record, Glow On, a lot.
Okay, all right.
And to me, they kind of have this, like I got into them when Nonstop Feeling came out, which was much more, like, straight-ahead hardcore. And then when Glow On came out, there's a lot more, like, pop stuff worked into it. And at first, I didn't really like it, but it really, really grew on me. And I thought it was kind of brilliant that they were melding, like, there's this, like, inherent sing-along ability to a lot of hardcore. Like, you know, you've been to shows, the mic spends as much time in the crowd as it does in the singer's hand, right?
Yeah.
And it's kind of the same thing with, like, pop and hip-hop. And it was kind of like they melded those things together. But really, it was that I had that riff kicking around from kind of, like I'm a big fan of, like, the first wave of grunge.
Yep.
So, like, Mudhoney and Melvins and, you know, like, Nirvana, of course. But I was trying to write a, like, souped-up Mudhoney song, kind of.
Okay.
But they don't do much in the way of, like, pop stuff. You know what I mean? Like, they're straight-ahead grunge.
Right.
And I can't really write a song without trying to make it, like, hooky or catchy. So that was kind of where that came from. And then, you know, just trying to... We had all these slow songs in the beginning, and I wanted something that was a little more, like, aggressive and raw and kind of took me back to, like, what I was doing when I first started playing, like, in a band for real, which was doing, like, metal and, that, like, post-hardcore stuff from the, like, mid-2000s.
Right.
So that was my attempt at that.
The subject matter, White Shoes Are Coming.
Mm-hmm. It's about lawyers. So I was...
Do lawyers typically wear white shoes? I haven't seen too many lawyers.
Well, so I guess back in the day, they would call them white shoe law firms because it was like a Yaley thing, right?
All right, okay.
But I was reading this book called American Exception by Aaron Good, and I'd read Devil's Chessboard, too, which was about Alan Dulles and the creation of the CIA, and how, like, you know, now you kind of think of, like the intelligence agencies and like the like kind of spooky X-Filesy aspect of it as like they're these like really tough dudes and everything, but in the beginning, like the OSS, which was the precursor to the CIA in World War II, it was founded by dudes from a law firm called Sullivan and Cromwell, and it was a like, you know, they're like fancy lads, but they're like kind of James Bondy, but then there's this, like, you know, heart of darkness around that, like, is at the heart of it. And reading about, like, the relationship between... I'm going to get very geeky for a minute.
Sure, geek out.
I like history and, like, deep politics and things like that. But reading about the relationship between, like, factions within... like what you could think of as the ruling class in the United States, and kind of thinking of it as like this, you know, shadowy, scary thing. And then you read all this stuff and they're dorks. They're like I say, fancy lads from Yale. And yet they're, you know, deeply evil. So I found that contradiction really fascinating. And, the lyrics are in general, just sort of a, like my interpretation of like, where does power come from in the United States since World War II?
Ah,
which again, I told you I was going to get really, really geeky with it.
That's fine.
But if you just listen to it, it's a nice, fun song. But you know, it's, like, these are the guys that basically, after the United States had, mind?
Yeah, there's a door thing sitting in there. It's in the door hinge. We deal with this all the time. Yeah, our studio is right next to the women's bathroom, and they like to dry their hands with the door wide open because you know, why not? That'll work. So would it be safe to say that? Would you say that you had your tinfoil hat on during this song, or?
No, because nothing that I'm discussing is in any way, shape, or form theory.
Gotcha.
It's all, like, laid out, because basically what it was after World War II, these are the people that set about making sure that the United States was basically in charge of border that existed after the dust settled.
Gotcha.
And yeah, you kind of think of it as this, like, you know, high-powered military dudes or whatever, but no, it's dorks that did, like, goofy little rituals at their college that we then hear about and think, like, oh, this is some, like mystical, evil thing. And, well, like, yeah, it's evil, but it's pretty bland, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But just figuring out, like, okay, like, how are we going to carve up all the resources in the world? And the people that they went to for that were guys that had been doing, like, corporate espionage and things like that, which was lawyers.
Well, maybe I've been listening to some other tracks off the latest album, Swim or Sink. I don't think this is a common thread, or am I wrong?
No, the first nine tracks on the album are, you know, kind of tell the story of, like, being at a certain stage in my life and looking back and figuring out, like, how did I get here? And then the last two, White Shoes and Shoot Back, are like, okay, now that we've arrived here and we've kind of examined how did we get here and what's going on, and we have a lay of the land, like, what's next? And to me, the next question was, like, how do you make sense of a world that doesn't make sense externally? Like, uh-huh. I've settled my internal contradictions. I feel pretty comfortable with myself now. But now I'm, you know, an adult man. I'm not a kid anymore. And I have to grapple with the reality of living in a world that is not always just or fair. And, you know, how do I, as somebody that, like, has it pretty good, honestly, grapple with the fact that many other people do not? And why do I have it this way when other people don't? And so those last two songs are kind of an examination of, like, where do we go from here? What's next?
Okay.
And I think that those are the themes that I'm going to be exploring in the new stuff that we're writing. Okay. It was also, I mean, it was, you know, it was 2020. It was that summer. There was a lot of crazy stuff going on.
Oh,
and, yeah. You know, it was this moment where you kind of felt like, you know, is this 68 all over again? Like, what's happening? And where are we going to go?
Right. We're talking with Rob from Rob Zink and the Collaborators. Got to hit a little bit of a commercial break. When I come back, we're going to be playing some stuff. We're going to be listening to some stuff. Just going to have a good time. This is Sessions on Solid State Radio. The Sessions Concert Series is a great way to get up close and personal with the bands I play on Sessions. Another show is on its way with three bands you need to see live. Saturday, April 13th, come out to the Hitchin Post in Lapeer. There you'll see Blue Sky, Matt Bastardson, and Attaboy. I'll be there as your MC. No tickets to buy, no cover charge, just come in and celebrate Michigan-made music. The Post is located at 1636 Emily City Road in Lapeer. This is a 21 and over show. Saturday, April 13th, starting at 8 p.m. Support local music.
Swiftlet Technology is a Flint-based engineering services company focused on helping you design a technical solution to your business needs. We offer prototype and proof-of-concept services to help you evaluate your idea, or workforce augmentation to help you make your idea a reality. Specializing in electronics and software, our team is ready to help you figure out what to build and then help you build it. Find out more at swiftlet.technology.
Welcome to Historic Lapeer. Named for the stone that lined the bed of our river, we are a vibrant small town where our residents proudly walk in the footsteps of fur traders and natives. We are born with an independent spirit, and that spirit has lived with us from the early days of dueling courthouses to the east-west rivalries of dueling high schools. We are an unusual oasis, close enough to be truly connected, far enough to be a place apart. We are proud of our past and excited for our future, from our cool new businesses, coffee shops, restaurants, and boutiques, to the huge support for the theater and the arts. We invite you to discover this place we call home. Discover why we say Historic Lapeer, remarkably close.
Hey, it's the Goat Boy from Open for Discussion, a show where we give the best and worst unsolicited advice. Every week, we ask our audience questions and scour the internet for funny, relatable, and thought-provoking advice that we break down. Ever wanted to know if you're the a-hole in a situation? We got you covered. Join Gator and I every Sunday from 6 to 9 p.m. for witty banter, insightful conversation, and a general hodgepodge of a good time. Only on SolidStateRadio.net.
You can now use your Alexa device to listen to Solid State Radio. Find the Solid State Radio skill in the Alexa app, and she will hook you up with your local alternative fix. Hey, Alexa, play Solid State Radio.
Playing Solid State Radio.
This is a game changer. This is going to blow things up.
Self-destruct mode engaged in 5, 4, 3.
No, wait, Alexa, cancel. Just one more way you can enjoy your local alternative, Solid State Radio. Alexa, you crazy.
Around and find out.
Are you tired of your project getting outsourced to contractors and subcontractors? Well, these are the sounds of a job well done, and that's what you can expect from Accurate Exteriors. Tony and his team will work with you one-on-one from the estimate all the way to the finished product. Whether it's roofing, siding, or gutters, still have doubts? Check out their 5-star ratings. Trust me, they can do it. They also have financing available. Give them a call for a free estimate at 810-394-2597.
As I look around the studio and see things hanging on the wall, all the things that we're proud of and that we've done here in the studio and for the community, and I think to myself, how is it Trish does this? Trish over at Hall of Frames does an amazing job. So one day we went over and asked her, Trish, what is it? How do you see these things? She said, it's simple. If you're proud of it, frame it. And that is what she founded her business on. You'll find Hall of Frames at 392 West Nepissing, Suite 3, downtown Lapeer. Telephone number 810-660-7874. That's 810-660-7874.
When was the last time you visited downtown Lapeer? Hey guys, Jim from the Lapeer Main Street Hour here, and I want to invite you to rediscover downtown Lapeer and all that it has to offer throughout the fall and holiday season. With 13 dining establishments to choose from, downtown Lapeer has one of the hottest up-and-coming food scenes in the area. Make it a day and enjoy an afternoon of shopping, arts, and entertainment. With over 180 businesses, downtown Lapeer truly has something for everybody. Great food, shopping, entertainment, and more. Isn't it time you rediscovered downtown Lapeer?
Hi, I'm Brian Herrick, owner of Happy Days Smoke & More. We're an old-school head shop with a unique atmosphere. We carry local CBD products along with a wide selection of vape and garden supplies, custom blown glass and etching, also tattoo parlor, bulk tobacco, and much, much more. That makes us one of a kind and no one like us. So come on in and let us help you find what you need. Happy Days Smoke & More is located next to Rick and Nick's Party Store south of Bad Axe.
When you want to unwind, Cascadon Lounge in Metamora has everything you need. Hot food, cold drinks, keno, 6 pool tables, pinball, darts, air hockey. For the musicians, every Thursday night is open mic night. Then on the weekends, Cascadens has the best bands around lighting up their stage. Cascadon Lounge is located at 4099 South Lapeer Road in Metamora. Give them a call at 810-678-2116. That's 810-678-2116. You deserve to relax, and now you know the place, Cascadon Lounge.
And welcome back to the show. This is Sessions, where we play nothing but Michigan-made music. We are smitten with the mitten 6 days a week on Solid State Radio and the Thumb's Greatest Hits, 97.7 WTGV. Rob Zink from Rob Zink and the Collaborators in studio with me today. And we're talking about tunes from the latest album, Swim or Sink. Now, the title, usually it's Sink or Swim, so I'm really kind of grabbing myself and saying I got to reverse that because mm-hmm. I want to get it right.
You're not the first person.
yeah. The album title, the song title, Swim or Sink, does that have a special meaning for you?
It does, actually. Number one, the idea was just that, like, this being my first record with just my name on it, like, I've released a few albums before, but sure, as part of other bands. But I've always been the primary songwriter and usually the singer. And this time I just decided that, my last band had kind of fallen apart and I didn't want to lose anything anymore. So, okay, this time I'm going to do it under my own name. And, this is it. Like, this either works or it doesn't, you know.
Was that scary for you? Scary for you?
Yeah, it was. I didn't even know that there was going to be an And the Collaborators until You know, I got together with Dan and Phil, my rhythm section, and it worked. It was great. I thought that this was going to be a like a Death Cab for Cutie type thing or Bright Eyes or whatever, and maybe we'll put a band together around it or whatever.
Yeah.
But the reason that Swim or Sink specifically is just a dumb joke from a goofy old man when I was a kid. Our neighbor growing up in Manly Hot Springs was Joey Reddington Jr., who was the son of Joey Reddington, who founded the Iditarod dog sled race in Alaska.
Okay.
Maybe I'm wrong about that. Maybe he didn't found it, but he's like a big name as far as dog mushing. But
sure.
He would call me Swimmer because he thought it was funny to say Swimmer Zinc. And so that just became a just a dumb, goofy, inside joke in the family. And the cover of the record, too, is my dad, my grandpa, and a woman named Judy Patsos that owned the fish site that we were working in the summers and stuff. So, you know, it's a lot of it is kind of not necessarily autobiographical, but like I say, just kind of realizing it's a record about not growing up, but being grown up and realizing that you're a grown up now. Yeah. You're not a kid. And all of that stuff kind of all hit at once, deciding that I was going to do this under my own name, realizing that I'm a grown man and I can't get away with behaving like I'm, 21 anymore. When we were putting the band together, my wife was pregnant. We were getting ready to have our kid. And it was just a lot of wow, this is all happening. And, it's definitely a very personal record. And I liked that title just because it pulled together so many different threads. And for what it's worth, this is the first time that I'm saying publicly why it's called what it is outside of just you either do it or you don't.
Right.
But there's more to it than just a pithy phrase that means you better make this work, man.
There you go. So you have a lyric video out. It sounds like the next single is You Then Me.
I love that song.
Talk me through this one.
So that tells the story of the night that we, drove to the hospital to have our kid.
Oh, wow.
Yep. We, woke up at 3:30 in the morning and, got in the car and drove down a completely empty 696 in Detroit. And, it's a pretty linear retelling of the moment that it was oh, this is real. Let's go. And, everything that we'd been thinking about and hoping for and waiting for and all of that anticipation and everything.
Yep.
And then, it finally happens and it's beautiful and terrifying and it still is every day.
So you wrote the song, you recorded it, you played it for your wife, I'm assuming.
She hears everything that I do way more times than she wants to. She gets to hear it start from me plinking around with something that just sounds like, you don't even know how to play guitar, do you? To here's the final finished version. We practice in the basement at our house. We've been doing that since Vaughn, my son, was 6 months old. We actually started before he was born, but that we started in February of 2020. So then we took a little COVID break.
Sure.
but yeah. And now it's a really beautiful full circle thing. 'Cause he loves to hang out and watch us play and likes to try and play along as best as he can too. And it's just, I think about that and I think about, everything that led up to it. I'm I can't believe this is my life now. In a good way.
Let's check it out. Here's Rob Zink and the collaborators, You Then Me, on Sessions.
Hey,
From the album Sink, Swim or Sink.
There it is.
I almost did it. Caught myself. That's You Then Me, Rob Zink, and the collaborators, Rob, in studio with me. Now, that's you and your rhythm section. Their names again?
Dan is our bass player, and Phil is our drummer.
Nice, nice. Give them a shout out for me. Give them a tell them I said hello.
I will.
So you brought in a guitar. Mm-hmm. So you want to play something for us?
Yeah, absolutely. I know
you were teasing that you might be playing something that we haven't heard before, or is that for later on?
No, I'll do that. So I'm gonna play a cover.
Okay.
But this became toward the end of the cycle of getting the record out. This became my my anthem because I was so worn out, and you know, like there's a lot of high energy stuff on the record. This is a song by a typically very high energy band, but it is kind of an outlier for them. And it's a Fugazi song, if you're familiar.
I know of the name, but I'm afraid so, I'm like, not a big
one of my absolute favorites, like. DC hardcore scene from the late 80s, early 90s. And, you know, one of the things I like about the record and what I get to do now is that I can do a song like The White Shoes Are Coming, or I can do something that is much more mellow like We Aren't Friends, and it all fits. And I ran into this song maybe a month before the release, and I was just so exhausted. And I thought I'd heard everything from this band at that point.
Sure.
But I'd never heard Ian MacKay, the singer and guitar player, just sit down behind a piano and play something by himself and just sing it. So that, like, spoke to me as a somebody that was trying to do more than just loud stuff all the time. And the name of the song is I'm So Tired, which very much spoke to me as we came to the end of like everything that it took to release a record on vinyl and get it recorded. So I'll do that one.
All right.
Do I need to mess with the mics at all?
Nope. I'll go ahead and work things on my end.
Oh, hey, we're still in tune. How about that? Good? All right.
Jealousy and death, I can't be reached. Only had one call, dragged underneath, separate from you all. You all. This time, lost my.
Thank you.
If you guys at home want to hear that again, this show will be available on the on-demand section of Sessions. What was that? The name of that tune again?
I'm So Tired.
So Tired. I think we can all.
I'm so tired. Sheep are counting me. It was that line that made me laugh so hard. Yeah, I love stuff like that, like little pithy witticisms.
So you're a songwriter. It sounds like you've been a songwriter your entire career. What is it like for you personally when you write a song and then you put it in the hands of bandmates, other people collaborating, no pun intended, with your music?
It depends on the bandmates. And for the last 3 or 4 years, it's been really good. Because Dan, as a bass player, is somebody that I worked with in a band called The Means. Dan is actually the only bass player I have ever worked with on anything that wasn't like the death metal band that I was in Alaska before I moved here. And
Alaska?
Yeah.
Did I hear that correctly?
Yes. Okay. So I was born and raised. I lived in Alaska until I was 22, and I moved here after I was done with school. And
Yeah. All right, cool.
And Phil, he's a great drummer, first and foremost. He does stuff that I will be playing, and I will hear something from him, and I will screw up because it distracts me, because I'm like, what was that? Please remember that next time.
Sure.
But he also has a great ear for like arrangement and melody. You know, he plays guitar too. I know that he would love to play guitar in a band. If we ever find a drummer as good as Phil, he can do that. But unfortunately for him, he's too good a drummer. So yeah.
Too bad. Sorry, Phil, you're just too good.
It's true. But you know, taking stuff to other people, one of the reasons why I did this the way that I did is because in the past, I've had to make a lot more compromises than I've wanted to. And then that band disintegrates for one reason or another. And then I've got these songs that I was very proud of, but I can't use anymore because they were more collaborative. Again, no pun intended. But, you know, for the most part, when I write a song, like, I write it from beginning to end. And what I want from bandmates is for them to say, number one, to write great parts, which both Dan and Phil do, absolutely. And, like, take risks. Do interesting things. Don't make the obvious choice. Make the choice that only you would make. Like, have a personality in your playing style. And I've been in situations where people didn't have a personality in their playing style.
Right.
And they think they do. And it is really difficult to convince somebody that I've heard this a million times before, when to them it is the most interesting, everything they do is the most interesting thing they've ever done. You know what I mean? Yeah. So in the past it's been difficult and kind of terrifying, but it was very liberating at the beginning to bring these guys in and say, you know, we're gonna do this on a trial basis and see how it is, because my initial conception of this project was that I was gonna just record everything on my own. I told you I'm a god-awful drummer, so I'd hire a drummer. It would be Phil, for sure. But I didn't know if there was going to be a live band or anything like that. But it just worked too well when we got together. And then suddenly, instead of it being stuff like We Aren't Friends, you're getting stuff like White Shoes out of me again, which, you know, I just I try really hard to not write like heavy, caustic, punky stuff, but like it just keeps happening.
Sure. Let the music take you,
right?
Yes. Let's talk about some logistics. How can people see you live? How can they get your music?
You can get our music at our Bandcamp. If you go to robzenk.com, that will just take you to a link tree. You can find absolutely anything that you need to. If you go to the Bandcamp page, which is therobzink.bandcamp.com, you can buy the record, and I mean record, like vinyl record.
Nice.
Shipping is free. It costs the same that it does if you come see us at shows. So if you can't make it to a show to pick up a record, you know, hit the Bandcamp page. And if you don't have a turntable, I know you have a wall, and it looks great on a wall. So you can do that too.
Suitable for framing.
We're playing next at Corktown Music Festival.
I'm actually...
Oh, nice.
Yeah, I'm volunteering and helping out with that this year. Oh, wow. So we're doing opening night on Thursday at Corktown Tavern, and I am hoping that we will have a couple of new things to do. We haven't added a new song to the set in probably a year, and we are all getting sick of listening to and playing these songs. So I think we're going to muddle through some new original stuff. And then we've been doing this cover of Helter Skelter for a while that people really, really like. Because, you know, we like fuzz it up and make it really heavy and everything.
Gotcha.
But I think we have something that is going to replace that. But it's a little bit more of a lift, so we'll see. I'm not going to give anything away.
No spoilers.
We have been joking about, like, yeah, like, you know, we have slaughtered a Beatles song. What other, like, sacred cows can we slaughter now? So I think we're going to go for another one, but it's a, it is a, like, 7-minute classic that absolutely everyone knows and everyone has heard.
I think I know it. I'm going to guess it during the break, during the...
I'm very excited to hear that.
Yeah, right. Okay.
But yeah, we're March 28th at Corktown Tavern. We're doing that. We have shows booked in June 14th. We are at Loggerhouse with a band out of Tennessee whose name I should remember, but I cannot right now. In August, we're at Old Miami with a band from Chicago called The Simpsons. Not The Simpsons, but The Simpsons. who, instead of a vocalist, have a saxophone player, and it is really, really cool. Yeah.
I'm intrigued and scared at the same time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then, you know, we'll fill some gaps in there, too. But the next most fun one to do would be come out to Corktown Tavern on March 28th. That's a Thursday night. It is free opening night for everybody. I think you can buy a wristband there.
Talking about opening night for the Tigers.
Opening night for Corktown Music Festival.
Oh, okay, gotcha, yeah. Gotcha, okay.
I know that that night is free. I think you can buy a wristband there. If you can't, Amira is going to tell me that I'm wrong and tell me that I should have said that you can go to this other place. But, you know, look it up, corktownmusicfestival.net. It's a charity thing. It's for a good cause. So, you know, give us your money. Come hang out, see some good bands.
Think we can get you to play one more for us?
Yeah, absolutely.
Let's, do we play next?
We'll do We Aren't Friends. This is a song off the record.
Summer.
nice.
Thank you.
Rob, thanks for making the trip out here. We really appreciate
it. Absolutely. Thank you for having me.
New album, newer album, newest album.
New enough.
The latest. Swimmer, sink
or
swim.
There you go.
Swimmer, swink. Dang it. Swimmer, sink. Right there. Get it wherever you get your favorite music, and or spring for the vinyl. Get it. Get that record.
Please spring for the vinyl. I want these out of my house. I still have CDs from the Means' first EP. Thankfully, there's a lot fewer than vinyl, but buy them.
The CDs take up a lot less room than the vinyls.
Yeah, but there's still a lot more of the CDs than there are the records. So.
Thanks for hanging out with me, Rob.
Absolutely.
I appreciate it. Thank you guys for listening and supporting local music. Make sure you tune in on Saturday tomorrow, 9 to midnight. I'll give you 3 full hours of nothing but Michigan-made music exclusively on Solid State Radio. You're awesome. Good night.